Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, welcome to The Big Payoff with me, Rachel Bellow, and my best friend and business partner,
me,
Suzanne Buchan. This is a show for working humans to remind you that you are still a human, even at work.
So, Rachel, thanks to you, I have wasted, well, maybe not wasted, but I have certainly spent 8 solid hours during a very busy week last week watching The Vow.
Oh, my lordy. Wasted, it's going to be the best 8 hours of your life.
It's just intense. I mean, I've been down so many other rabbit holes after watching it. So this is the NXIVM cult show. This is the documentary of it. And now I've also been down so many other rabbit holes just reading every single thing I can about it, because I'm obsessed with this idea that these normal people, I mean, they seem normal.
They're high-achieving people. They're
Right. And by the way, a lot of Jewish people, a lot of Jewish people in there, just living seemingly normal lives, started going to these classes, these professional classes, and the next thing you know, they're getting brands on their vagina.
Yeah. I mean, well, the men aren't, but yeah. And, but that's the thing. That's exactly what I found so fascinating. That self-abandonment. Like when literally you start out knowing who you are, supposedly, and going for what you want, and you end up like losing yourself completely.
Can we just talk about 2 things with the show that flip me out, and then we can talk about the abandonment of yourself piece, because that's really what this show is about, right? Like how to not abandon yourself,
how to not brand your vagina,
right? That's what we'll title the show. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that will make everybody at our company Bonfire happy, because don't bonfire yourself. So let's but I want to talk about 2 things about the show kind of quickly. One is the moment of no return for each person was like this moment of getting into these relationships and friendships that I know I've had in my life, where you just become slightly too close with someone, not even necessarily sexually, just...
I know exactly what you mean.
But like, not... Why? Because of me? Mm-hmm. Are you that way with me? Mm-hmm. No. But like you just get a little too drawn into their orbit, right?
Yeah.
And then your whole world kind of collapses in around that person. So like at The Vow, the relationship between Sarah and Lauren, or the relationship between Bonnie and Allie.
Yeah.
You know, it was like all these relationships that just kind of got sucked into these orbits. And I was like, someone in that orbit got lost. Like someone got their identity completely consumed. It's fucked up.
It is completely fucked up. And it reminds me, what was that quote from the Book of Awakening?
My God, I loved that quote so much. So the quote was talking about, it said, to travel but not change is to be a nomad. And to change without traveling is to be a chameleon. And so many of those people were just seeking to change without traveling, right? To just like be in this space in Albany, New York, and just be whoever that person in their orbit was asking them to be, even if it was like a slave.
What they were really looking for, Suzanne, that is very foreign to me now, is they were looking to amp up their relevance. They wanted to all be more relevant without any question to themselves about relevant to what?
Because why? So right? That what?
And why? I just don't think about relevance, or I guess my idea of relevance has so changed. It used to be, I want to be relevant to this group, or I want to be relevant to this image of myself. I want to maintain that by being relevant. And now it's much more about, I just want to be relevant to myself. I want to be loyal to myself. But that really requires a regular checking in with who you are, because otherwise you really can get lost. You can find yourself with a brand on your vagina.
That's that moral of the story. Next thing you know, it's like, you know, The Handmaid's Tale is coming out the next season on April 28th. And I always say to Ariel, one year your mother takes you to the Pussy Hat March, the next year you're a handmaid. That's sort of what the show made you think. But anyway, the point being, I think let's talk about how do we check in with ourselves so that we are really, really clear that we are never going down these paths where we just lose ourselves. So can we do that? Let's talk about what that check-in looks like and feels like.
Great.
So, you know, look, I think that there's this very important conversation going on, especially among women and the work in the workplace, around being authentic, being yourself, but it's being framed, Rachel, in this kind of unusual way, right? It's being framed as if we are something that is not true to who we are.
Or that it's something that you're going to strive for and become. Yeah. And in fact, no. It's a process of unbecoming, because no baby is born inauthentic.
Right.
Right. You were born absolutely tethered to yourself with no split. But somewhere along the way, there was a split. And that's what
undo.
We are trying to
and so you
undo.
Unwrap. You know,
unwrap.
When I was in my 20s, late 20s, and I went to my therapist, Suzanne, who you all know on this show, and I was really troubled. I had developed so many just habits that were designed to like keep me in my place. Like I was very sort of OCD and had like, I mean, shocking how much I've grown and changed and matured since then. But I remember her asking me this really like intense question that I think about a lot, which is she said, well, what would happen if you let go of all those things, of all those things you've kind of layered onto yourself over time to keep the things that you feel like are keeping you who you are? And I said, well, that seems really scary, because it almost feels like I'd be like unwrapping like a mummy, like the tissue would get unwrapped. And then what if the person that was there wasn't someone I like knew or recognized or even liked?
Whoa. So look, I do not have the time and you do not have the money to make this a therapy session. So I'm just going to cut to the chase. Here's what's true. We all have multiple identities at any one point in our lives, right? If you could, let me ask you this. If you could unwrap, let me be a better therapist than Suzanne, which I know I am. If you could unwrap every one of your identities and leave one behind where you feel most alive and most like available to yourself and most able to grow from, what identity, which of the multiple personalities, which of the multiple identities that you have would that be?
Being a teacher, like being a professor. You know, like that's, I think that's been true forever, right? Like it's just even more true now. That's the thing.
You know, it's really true. I feel that from you. I totally feel that. Yep. And is that where you would have expected to be a decade ago? Right? No.
But it's a weird thing when you come to this place where the person that you feel is authentic is also the person you've become and the person you've yes. unbecome all at once. It's like the stripping down and the reveal of your, quote, authentic self and also the person that the world has asked you to be are the same person. That's a really good thing. Like, that feels really powerful.
It does, and we have a strategy for that, right? It's not just yes. like, no, go do it, right? So let's talk to you now about the Venn diagram that we recommend to get at that or to get closer to that self, that identity where you feel most alive. So there are three, if you think of a Venn diagram, right, three intersecting circles and the shadowed area where they all three intersect, that's the you that we're aiming at, okay?
Love so, a good Venn diagram.
I know you do. So the first circle is where am I in a state of learning and growth? Learning what I want to learn. What is it that I want to be learning and growing? Like, where is that? That's one. The second circle is, what is the role? Okay, you've always said it's like, where am I doing the thing that I know I'm good at? But I want to press that and say it's actually, because I can do a bunch of things that I'm good at. What role am I in where it feels most rewarding to me because I can see the impact and that role feels completely natural to me. Like, oh, I was made to just stand in this spot. Okay.
Yes.
And then the third of the three circles is where am I surrounded by people who feel like my people? And don't ask yourself why that is. It's just like, you know, when you're around people where you just feel completely yourself.
Yes.
Around, okay.
Yes.
And it has to be all three, right?
I know. Isn't that interesting? And so if you keep, that's the relevance check-in. Are those three circles in play? And I think that there's times in our lives when one of those things or two of those things or, but you know something is off, like Rachel.
I'll tell you right now.
You're off right now.
I am off right now. And I'll tell you, I've got two of the three, okay?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. It's really the struggle I'm having. I know exactly where my state of learning and growth is. It's all around deepening my understanding of how influence works, but in the context of social change, right? It really is like I'm not interested in influence in corporate America or, I really am interested in, wait, but how... And I know why, because it's about power shifting. Okay, so that's really where I learn and grow in really understanding that. And I've started and I deepen. I know exactly how to deepen that work. Okay, and I know when I'm with my people, it's can be social activists, but it's really any people who are dead serious about changing power dynamics. Not interested in people who are interested in getting ahead. And if you are primarily interested in changing power dynamics, which is people, you know, generally doing social change work, then I relax and I just get comfortable, right? But it's number two that really eludes me. I don't know what role that I want to play in that. Like, do I want to be a consultant to that? Do I want to be a writer about it? I just don't know what role. And so I want you to fix me now. Why aren't we helping me? Me, help me. Why are we helping our listeners? Help me.
So I feel like I have tried to help you with that many, many times.
You failed.
Clearly. So maybe we need to do a side show to this show where we really dig in on that. Because, okay, I'm happy to do that. And then we can build you a Tic Tac house. Rachel with her. I think that's going to be my solution. So I think that the key to this is, if you look down on the Venn diagram and you see the three circles, you need to be standing in the intersection.
Yeah.
With your little, you know, body in the middle of all three. And that's where it should Why is Lily laughing at me? Why is Lily laughing at me?
You need your little body.
But your little body can wiggle a little bit. It's not a very big space, so I don't know why Lily was laughing at me. It's actually not a big space, people.
If you keep following the diagram, you can't be in the wrong place. That's the point. Yeah. The point of this is like you're going to change over the course of your life, but if you're standing in the intersection of those three places, you're in the right place for you.
Do you all understand listening? That was Lily, our producer. What she just said was way better than what I was trying to say. It's been a long day, but I was trying to physically wiggle myself into the space and then Lily just described for you it much better than I did.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, so now we're going to go through a checklist, Suzanne, so that people aren't left with that bizarre diagram in your little wiggling body and actually can work out for themselves.
Love me a checklist.
Oh my God. Here's the checklist. This is number one. Go back to any place in time, literally any moment in your life where you felt most yourself, right? What were you doing? Who were you with? What was going on? What was it about that place and that time that allowed you to be so completely and authentically yourself and on fire, right? What were you doing?
I love this exercise. It's such a good exercise.
Because it's so intuitive. It's just so intuitive. Like you flash on that thing. So that's the first.
And then the second is really, so all the time we have things that we just gravitate towards during the course of the day. And you don't even really know why. It's like a particular topic you just find yourself reading about a lot, or you're following certain things visually that you don't even, again, you just, it feels like gravitational pull. And you have to be just conscious about that. Where are you gravitating? And don't even judge it or ask why.
No, and we always say, trust your curiosity, because it doesn't come from your head. Mm-hmm. So trust it. And the third thing is, whom do you want to be in conversation with as much as possible? Like, you know, once you've got the sense of like, oh yeah, I remember when I was totally authentic myself. And I know now what I'm really curious about. Who do you want to be talking to about that? Who would be at your table at a regular standing dinner? Like if you had to have five dinners every Friday from now, who would you, and say, you know, those same people have to be there every Friday for the next five Fridays. Mm-hmm. Who's there?
Yeah, they couldn't be eating your honey chicken from last week.
Every Friday you're going to be eating that kosher honey chicken. Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth is there a feeling that you have where when you had that feeling, you just felt liberated? It was like a feeling that you had after you did something that just gave you that little burst of like, oh my God, that was just, I want that feeling more, you know? And it's just like something you're yearning for, like a sense of freedom or a sense of intellectual, you know, challenge, or it's something like a reward you get from working with young adults, or it's a feeling that you get when you're making something crafty and you feel a sense of like creative spark,
Right. It's really writing. It's really stripping down the first point on the checklist, which is where were you? What were you doing?
Yeah.
To like just what is the feeling?
Yeah.
What is the feeling that you know you want more of in your life? Okay, it's a huge hint.
Creative, music, like what is that feeling? And all of this. Man, Rach, I think that there's things that we've talked about both on the last podcast and this one where the theme really is slow it down. We just all need to slow things down in our lives to pay attention.
You know, the feeling that I want, back to my struggle, the feeling that I want more of is
what?
Is the sense of a burning branded letter on my vagina. That's what I want.
I get it. With my initials, and then you turn it upside down. It's your initials.
Yes. Yes. Okay, go forth and check checklist. And now, let's check it out. Oh, this show is a mess.
That was amazing.
Suzanne, let's check it out.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Let's check it out.
We should check it out. All right. I literally do have a manicure right now after this, we tape this show, which I don't know. I'm excited about. Okay. I committed during COVID to not do any more manicures. Then I committed, okay, maybe a manicure, but no more gel manicures. Well, now I'm back to gel manicures, but I found this product at a salon called Mini Mani Moo by a company called Gel No More. And it takes off your gel nail polish with no scraping. You don't have to put those like foils on your hand or anything else. It just literally, you brush it, they brush it onto your nails, and then it just dissolves the polish off. I'm not even freaking kidding. It's amazing. And so I don't feel bad anymore about having my gel polish on because it doesn't scrape your nails.
So am I looking in New York? Am I going to be looking for Gel No More or Mini Mani Poo?
Or Mini Mani Moo.
Okay.
You can look for the Mini Mani Poo.
No, but really, like, what am I looking for if I want to get
it? Well, you ask if they have a Gel No More product. So if you have gel on your nails, you just ask them, do they have the Gel No More product line? Or you can order it and bring it with you. Hey, Milo.
Hey.
Pumpkin.
Hey, Pumpkin.
I don't want to interrupt, but Milo wanted to say hi.
Oh, hello.
We can just listen.
Oh, hi.
Yeah. Oh, hi.
Wait.
Auntie Smush and Mamie. Can you write us a song about us later, Milo, that would go like this? Auntie Smush and Mamie, Auntie Smush and Mamie. They're the funniest people around. Auntie Smush and Mamie, Auntie Smush and Mamie. They love you so much. No?
You guys can keep recording. We can just listen.
Oh.
So, my check it out comes to us from our friend Cornelia, who told me about something that is really amazing. And it actually is a company started by her niece, I think. I think it's her niece named Rebecca Perkins. It's in New York. It's in Soho, or it was in Soho pre-COVID. Now it's just online. And by the way, just FYI, this niece, when she was little, called Cornelia Kuliana. That was her name. So from now on, that's what we're going to call Cornelia.
Oh my God, it's the best nickname for her ever.
Kuliana. Yeah. So here's the company. It's called SheSpokeMakeup.com. She Spoke. And the actual place on Thompson Street in Soho, which will be back, I'm sure, after COVID, is you go in and you get bespoke makeup. Right? It's you make your own makeup. They craft it for you. They make it. It's all vegan. It's all natural. And then you take it away with you and you can get it refilled from then on. But they make the makeup for you. Okay. Online now, it's just the lipstick, but you answer a bunch of questions and you get a bespoke lipstick just for you. And then once you like it, you can then reorder it over and over.
I'm 100% doing that now.
SheSpokeMakeup.com. This is not a sponsored recommendation.
Brought to us by Kuliana.
By Kuliana.
Love it.
Did you just wake up from your nap?
Wow. Yes.
Yes. And what are you going to do now?
I'm going to listen to you.
Hey, thank you for listening to The Big Payoff. And please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to The Big Payoff wherever you listen to podcasts. And please send us your questions, send us your comments, compliments, adoration. We love to hear from you. So you can reach us at info@bigpayoffradio.com. We are produced by Lily Bello. And we're mixed, edited, and scored by Ryan Derringer at Welterweight Sound. See you next time.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.